In a science classroom at Juno Douglas High School, a few empty pizza boxes are stacked on the lab bench. The smell lingers as students sit with their thumbs resting on buzzers, waiting for Shannon Easterly's next question.
Which of the following animal phyla can be considered the most successful in terms of abundance, diversity, and... Interrupt to Jack.
Arthropoda.
Arthropoda is correct.
Yeah. We learned that. We know that.
Everybody knows that.
This is their first practice after a big win at Alaska's Tsunami Bowl in Seward earlier this month. It's the statewide ocean sciences competition hosted by the University of Alaska Fairbanks. This year, it was a Juno sweep. All three teams won top spots in their division. Freshman captain Carson Carley said he was surprised by his team's victory. He said competing in Seward felt different from practices.
Right after school, when you're very tired and kind of like out of it, and you have the A team sitting right there, you barely buzz in. So it can feel kind of like you don't know anything.
In the heat of competition, that changes.
It really shows that you're actually learning stuff and you're actually like starting to become kind of a scientist-ish.
In Seward, the students also had a chance to meet researchers and professionals from around the state. Senior Jackson Schwartig has competed at the Tsunami Bowl for 3 years. He says it's one of the reasons he's decided to study environmental science at college next fall.
It's just like kind of opened my eyes to that whole side of things. There's like so many different careers that I never even knew about that you can do in oceanography.
Research is another key piece. This year's theme was on mariculture development in Alaska, and Juno's teams presented original research papers and presentations on the topic. Coach Shannon Easterly says the research is her favorite part.
And the buzzer is fun, but that paper writing and then the opportunity to actually practice public speaking and present your own research to a crowd of not just your peers, but adults from all over the state is really valuable as they move forward in life.
Shelby Serdike is a science teacher and a co-coach. She says that the Science Bowl attracts students who might not have an interest in ocean science initially. Some join because their friends join. Others join for a small bribe of extra credit in science class.
Even if they don't feel motivated by the competition, just to enjoy the process of learning and discover that they love science, I think is a huge reward.
And Easterly says the Ocean Science Bowl gets students to stick with STEM education. Tuesday's practice was proof.
Didn't even tell them there would be pizza.
Right.
They came anyway.
A team of the top students will go on to compete against teams from across the country at the National Ocean Sciences Bowl competition next year. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.